Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. Question for you. Maybe something that you jump on quickly and say, oh, yes, but think about this. Have you ever had an awkward conversation with your mother-in-law? Lacey at 833-287-1037. Producer Jess is going to share a story about her awkward conversation with her mother-in-law about sex.
Oh, no. Never talked about that with my in-laws.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're supposed to.
And well, some people have an open relationship. They do.
Some people have an open relationship?
Meaning that they're pretty open. They will share things.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's
welcome.
A whole different subject.
I was going to say, that's something I certainly wouldn't talk to my in-laws about. So our phone number is 833-287-1037. Jess, do you want to give us a little background on this?
So my mother-in-law and I went to Miss Saigon on Wednesday night, and I'd never seen it before. And so I didn't know really what it was about. I didn't know much about it. And it turned out to be fantastic.
Right.
Wow. I really enjoyed it.
Very enthusiastic, fantastic. You stretched that word off like 18 syllables.
I haven't liked to play like this in a long time.
I really
enjoyed it.
So you went in without knowing ahead of time.
No idea what it was about.
Right.
Turns out it was about, you know, Vietnam and all the soldiers that would go there and that would get working girls.
Right.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Interesting premise
about,
for a musical.
Yeah, it was about the working girls and where they worked, and it showed scenes of where they worked.
Oh, I see. I heard Annie was the exact same premise as this.
But you and your mother-in-law, Sherry, chatted a bit about it after the show.
Yeah, because it was a bit awkward because it did get a little explicit at times.
Sure. Well, let's see what we have to say about this. I love when your mother-in-law joins us. Honey, let's go see a Broadway show.
Okay.
Sherry, was it a little awkward for you sitting next to your daughter-in-law while people were...
gyrating.
I'm sorry, what were they doing?
I don't know. Gyrating.
Gyrating.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think she means gyrating.
Yes.
I love gyrating. Let's go with that. Oh, dear. Dear, do they have to gyrate like this? I'm sorry, what did you say? Too much gyration. Let's watch the show.
Okay. They were gyrating.
And they didn't have a lot of clothes on. I thought it was kind of cold, but, you know.
What? What does that mean? I think we all know what that means, but...
She thought it would be a little too cold for bikinis and...
Oh, so they're not naked. We're not watching hair on there.
No, we're not watching hair. I have been to hair with a woman that was a friend's mother, and it was really awkward on that one.
Okay.
But no, at one point, the guy pulls down his pants. You see his backside.
Okay. So they got naked buttocks in the show?
Uh-huh, and there's a woman that just has pasties on.
Pasties.
Yeah. At one point,
wow. So very uncomfortable to be sitting there with your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So is this like a Vegas show?
And she's thinking
show?
They're chilly. She wants to give them a blankie.
Yeah.
And she's worried about that, and she's a bit distracted by the gyrations.
Yes.
Gyrations.
What can I tell you? There was 15 people at one time.
So I see she had no problem counting them all out. She wasn't that offended, was she?
Oh, no, she loved
it. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 15. That's an odd number. Someone's left out. Someone's gyrating solo.
It was very strange.
They were just dancing. They weren't.
You call that dancing?
Yeah, that was dancing.
That was not dancing.
She sounds like she's disapproval of you. Is that what you call dancing? Did my son marry this?
Okay. It's not a family show.
I guess my daughter-in-law has a lot to learn about dancing.
Well, you have a grandson, so...
Yes, thank goodness.
Okay. All right, this is the most I've ever talked to my mother-in-law about sex, so we're going to go now.
It's good to know my daughter-in-law knows a lot about... pause.
Uh-huh.
Dancing.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to say. It was so awkward.
Is she... I think she was disapproving at the end. Yes?
What
kind of show did you take me
no,
to?
No, she loved it.
Well, she loves gyrations.
There was 15.
Yeah,
there was 15 of them.
15 strapping actors and actresses on stage, all gyrating. undulating.
833-287-1037. What's the most awkward moment you've had with your in-laws? We would love to hear about it.
Again, 833-287-1037. And if you can include made-up words like gyrations, we'd love that as well. San Diego's number one for New Country, 1037 KSON. Awkward in-law conversations. Producer Jess shared with us a very awkward conversation that she had with her mother-in-law, Sherry, after Miss Saigon, where, according to Sherry, the characters in Miss Saigon were gyrating.
Yeah.
They're gyrating, dear.
15 of them.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on KSON. Nancy in Escondido, awkward in-law moment.
So I met my husband, and I'm coming out of the shower with the towel on my head and don't have my glasses. We were meeting his family. And I walk up to what I think is my husband, but it's his brother. And I go to grab his privates, and his brother says, "Well, hello there."
Oh,
my. And I went, "Oh, my gosh. What an idiot I am." That was how I met Douglas.
Oh, man.
That's how you met your brother-in-law.
Hi, Douglas.
Were you?
That's a good one.
Not to be all weird, but did you just have a towel on your head and that's it?
Yeah, I just had a towel on my head, and that was it.
And you grabbed
walking
him.
Down the hallway.
He must have been look, what kind of family is this? I love it.
This is my favorite sister-in-law ever.
we're best buddies now.
I bet. I bet he holds a very special place in his heart for you.
Have a good day.
William in La Mesa. William, you got an awkward in-law conversation for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, share it, please.
This actually happened last 4th of July.
Okay.
We were up with the in-laws and doing the barbecue thing, and so we're headed off to go to bed, and her mom looks at me from kind of, I don't know, 5-6 feet out and says, "Well, you make sure you go upstairs and quote-unquote real good."
Oh, my God. Was she drinking?
Yes. And, you know, there's my wife standing with a very mortified look on her face. Yeah. And within earshot are two of my, one of my 19-year-old and one of my 20-year-old, kids. And
they must have loved hearing that.
I mean, it's kind of funny. So, everyone was an adult, so I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Seriously awkward. I'm just yeah, okay.
Yeah, and all you know what? Guess what you did the night? You went right to sleep.
I'll never tell.
Yeah, right?
Your mother-in-law will, you won't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, take care.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.